Today is Monday, February 8th, 2010. And you are listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Hour. Welcome to the show. It's so nice when Mercury's not retrograde and everything is working as it should. Of course, I never let my guard down because things could mess up any moment when it comes to technology. So we're just doing our best here. Hope you've had a great day today. Hope this is the beginning of a good week for you. We have a lot of things to do tonight, a lot of fun things and some announcements and so forth. I think this is going to be an interesting show. Let's first start off by talking about today's day. It's a four of spades with a queen of diamonds ruling card. When you have a queen or a king as a planetary ruling card, the person becomes like an exaggerated version of that card. They become very, the pride that you find in the jacks, queens, and kings becomes exaggerated in somebody whose ruling card is a king or queen especially. There can be bossiness and there can be, you know, sort of arrogance even in some cases, but that's not always arrogant, but it's possible. Anyway, a lot of interesting people born today. We have James Dean, who died a long time ago, was born today. Seth Green, actor. Ted Koppel, Jack Lemmon, Audrey Meadows, Nick Nolte, Mary Steenburgen. Jules Verne, the science fiction writer. Now, that's cool. I mean, you would figure that a science fiction writer would be an Aquarian because Aquarius is a sign of the future. We also have, let's see here, Phoenix of Linkin Park and Max Graham of Carolina Liar and Mary McCormick. Well, that's interesting. We just saw her in a movie the other night. What was that movie? It was an interesting movie, too. Oh, actor Gary Coleman is also born today. That guy turned out to be very weird. If you've ever seen any pictures of him recently, I think he just got arrested for abusing his wife or something, or his girlfriend recently. Anyway, welcome to the show. We have a lot of things to talk about tonight. First of all, there's going to be a contest question, which I'll go over in a minute. And I'm going to be holding a special, another product special this week for Valentine's Day. And it's going to start on Thursday, but I wanted to put it out to everybody that if there's something that you would like to buy that you've been wanting to get on my website and some learning package or whatever that you think you would like to get a discount on, send me an email and let me know what that is. I'm going to be open to suggestions. Anything except readings. I never discount my readings. But anything else that you would like to, you were thinking of getting and you'd like to see a discount on it, let me know. And I'll take a poll and I'll come up with something that tries to make as many people happy as possible on Thursday when we announce the special. It'll run from Thursday to Sunday, to Valentine's Day. I'll remind you again later in the show. Okay. And now we have our contest question for tonight. Okay. And how this works is, for those of you who are new, I'm going to ask you this. This is a card question about the cards. And if you know the answer, and if you call in, the first person to get the answer to the contest question will win the prize, which is a report from our software, either a yearly report or a relationship report for you or somebody you know. Okay? If nobody who calls in gets it, the first person that emails me with the exact correct answer will win the prize. Now, sometimes people get the answer really close, but we're looking for exactness here. And it's a great learning. This is a really great learning thing for everybody because we all learn from these questions and answers. This might be a really easy one, I'm telling you. It might be really easy, but here's the question. Which card in the deck, birth card, would be considered the most ambitious work-wise? And what is it about their card, either their birth card, their life spread, or their karma cards, one of those three, there's one thing I'm looking for that makes it so ambitious Well, actually, it's two things. It's two things, actually. It's the birth card and something else. I'll tell you that. That's the hint, okay? So what are the two things about that card that make it the most ambitious card in the entire deck? Okay? That's our contest question. Okay. So with that in mind, some of you guys are getting smart. You're learning that if you want to get on the show, you have to call in early. We're not sure how many people are listening because we don't really have an exact number. The internet's not possible to really know that, but I'm estimating somewhere around 400 people are listening at one time. So if you want to get in and ask a question after the talk I'm going to give tonight, it's best to call in early, even though I hate to make you wait so long. But that's the way it works. So, okay, our talk tonight is about the power of now. But I just want to preface this by saying I had this amazing transformation, which I talk about in my Big Money book. I had reached a point in my life where I was experiencing the deepest situation of poverty that I had ever experienced in my life. It was the first time in my life, and I was in my early 30s, it was the first time in my life where I really didn't know if I was going to be able to pay my bills. I had bills coming that I had no idea whether I'd be able to pay them or not. And I was so worried that I couldn't even sleep. I mean, I would just wake up worrying and just worrying, trying to figure out what can I do. And one particular night during this period, I woke up and I had this tremendous breakthrough, which ultimately led me to a deeper understanding of prosperity and how money really works in life, which caused a transformation for me in my whole relationship to money and prosperity and my work. And ever since that time, I've never, ever had to really worry about money. It's always been there. And it always will be there. It's over. As a matter of fact, one day I woke up and for no particular reason, nothing had happened really externally, but I woke up one day and I had this realization that just came over my whole body. I could just feel it in my bones. And that realization just said to me, I'll never have another money worry for the rest of my life. And that was a while back. That's been over 10 years. I think about 15 years ago when that happened. But then I began to wonder, after I had had this breakthrough around prosperity, which took years actually in the making, I wondered if that could be applied to the rest of life, you know, if that could be applied to everything in our life, not just money. But what about relationships? What about health? What about just peace of mind? What about just satisfaction in general about life? Could those same principles that had really transformed my life when it came to prosperity and money, could those same ones apply to other areas of life? And theoretically, I thought, yes, well, it certainly could. It certainly could apply. It should apply. Everything should be the same. So, you know, a few years went by, and I was a couple of years ago introduced to Eckhart Tolle's work, The Power of Now, and now I realize really where it's all, how it all really works in life. I mean, it's all about how much we can be aware of what it is that we have in life, not just the things now, because the things are important when it comes to money, because money is like a way to get things. It's freedom. It's a way to acquire things. But even the other things in life, peace of mind, good health, anything you can think of, great relationship, okay? All that stuff is attracted to us. It comes to us naturally when we are being present to what we have already. It's a law of the universe that cannot be broken. It cannot be changed. And yet, see, we live mostly in our mind. And there's nothing wrong with the mind. It's a great tool. There's no doubt about it. It's a great tool, the mind. The mind helps us to figure out things, how to do them. But you have to admit that most of us are just completely overrun with our mind. I mean, when's the last time you can remember that you actually did not think? Or if you could try to stop thinking right now, how long could you sustain a condition of no thought? If I think, in my own case, I think I'd be lucky to get a second or two before my mind would kick back in, either drag me into some past experience, you know, either really wonderful experience from the past that I could relive and feel good about, or something in the past that I'm sad about. But mine is especially about going into the future. My mind always wants to go into the future. You know, what about tomorrow? When am I going to make it? When am I going to have this or that? When will I be happy? When will I be complete? When will I be fulfilled? When will I reach my goals? I think we all live in this world. I think we all live in this world where we're mostly in the future. As Eckhart Tolle says, we look in the past for our identity. We look in our past to tell us who we are. We replay our stories from the past to give ourselves a story so that we know who we are. We look into the future for our fulfillment. We're looking for fulfillment in the future. And so we stay so focused on that that we don't even pay attention to what we have. And that's the thing about it. It's like we are so, and I say we because I'm in this too, we are so averse to being with what is, and yet everything we want is right here. We just don't know it. I mean, how could anyone say, oh, I'm going to be happy someday, and I know that for sure. How could they really say that if they can't even enjoy what they've already worked so hard to get? If we can't be with, in this moment, of appreciation for anything in our life or very little in our life, how can we possibly think that something that we may acquire in the future is going to stop that mind of ours from racing ahead into another future? That's the key, see? It's not. People who, you know, like Eckhart Tolle will say how everything we do is a step to something else. It's just what we need to do to get to where we want to go. We're never in the moment with what we're doing right now. We're always doing something to get something else. And we discard the current moment. The current moment has no value to us. It's just a means to an end. But that is continual. Even when we arrive somewhere, we have a split second of happiness. Like when you open a present on Christmas, you get this split second of happiness, and then you're on to the next thing. I remember when I was a child, even, I remember one Christmas, I really wanted a fire truck. I think I was about 7 years old, 6 or 7 years old, and I wanted a fire truck. How I can remember this, I don't know. And I got this really huge fire truck. I mean, it was huge. I think it was about 3 feet long. It was made out of metal. It had a ladder that would go up and down, and you could turn the dial, and the ladder would extend. It was like it was the fire truck dream come true. And I remember 2 days later thinking, what happened? How come I don't care about that fire truck anymore? I mean, I played with it, and then I just discarded it. It just lost its value so quickly. And I remember being amazed by that at a young age, that could happen to me. Somehow I thought that fire truck would do it for me forever and ever. And I think this is how we are. We keep thinking that something that we'll acquire will bring us happiness, you know, forever and ever, happy ever after. Like a relationship, a marriage, a job, winning the lottery. Oh my God, if you read some of the real stories of people that won the lottery, you'd be scared. You may not even want to win the lottery when you hear about things, some of the things that happens to people. When all their family comes after them wanting their share of money that's not even theirs and so forth and so on. So the it comes right down to now. Like, what can we do now? What can we, how can we be in the now? How can we be aware? And really, it's a conscious process. It's a process of being conscious. It's a process of looking. It's a process of looking, feeling, smelling, tasting, experiencing, touching. Those are the senses that we have which connect us to what is really around us. And we also have feelings of what's inside of us that are beyond the physical senses. Sense of energy, of you know, things like that within us. So it all comes down to it. I had an experience a couple years ago when I was listening to Eckhart Tolle's work and I was driving, and I had a couple of experiences actually in a period of a couple of weeks. But in one of them, all of a sudden, it dawned on me that everything that I ever wanted in life, every yearning for everything, and I was thinking of all the things like relationships, sex, money, accomplishment, fame, fortune, whatever is the thing. I realized that all of it was here now. I was experiencing the fulfillment of every single one of those in the moment. It was so dramatic that it actually scared me. I scared myself right out of it. My mind just couldn't handle that being fulfilled. And so, of course, it raced back in and took over and began analyzing and thinking and doing all that stuff. So really, it's not about what we do in life. It's not about what we're doing. It's not about attaining goals, even though I've always been a goal-oriented person, and I still have goals in life. But less and less, I'm not convinced that attaining a goal is going to make me happy. It's just something I feel like I need to do or I want to do, and I do it. But less and less, I have this fantasy that that's going to really make it for me, or I'm going to make it somewhere. More and more, I'm looking around, paying attention to what's happening right now in my life, and being open. And being receptive and being aware. And that's the real key. That is it. That's all there is. Okay. So I hope that's helpful to some of you listening out there, because you may be like me, always searching, always striving, always waiting for something in the future. Okay. Well, that ends my discussion tonight. Before we take the break, we're going to have a break, and then we're going to start taking our calls. All the lines are full, by the way. All the lines. We have four lines full. Just to remind you, our contest question tonight is, which birth card would be considered the most ambitious work-wise, and what two things about that card illustrate that, the why of it. And also, I've asked you to send me an email if there's any products that I sell that you would like to get it for the Valentine's Day special that's going to happen this Thursday through Sunday. Send me an email and let me know what products you'd like to see on that special, and you may get your wish come true. Okay, we're going to take a little break. We're going to listen to a song of mine that I recorded called Transitions, and we'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes with your calls. Hello, that was transitions from, sorry, I forgot to turn my mic up. Oopsies. Some of the technical difficulties are actually human error. Anyway, our first caller tonight is Coquila from New York. Her birthday is August 15th, 1966. Are you there, Coquila?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hello? Oh, hi. I'm such a big fan of your books. I study them all the time.
Oh,
I wanted to ask you, someone I really care about kind of walked out of my life 8 years ago, and I've been trying to figure out from reading Cards of Destiny if I could see a possible return, and I haven't really been able to figure that out.
Is this a guy?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so would you like a suggestion?
Yes.
Go ask him.
That's not possible. He's moved out of state. I have no idea where he went.
You have no way of finding him?
No, that's the thing. And I know his birthday, and I just was wondering.
Well, I can take a look for you, but I think you can probably find him now with the internet and everything, you know? Really, get on Facebook. I bet he's on there. He's either on Facebook or LinkedIn or something. I'm sure you can get him. And, you know, let him know how you feel. Maybe he'll come back.
Yeah, I've looked, but he's very reclusive. He doesn't have any information about himself on the internet. So we kind of gave up with that route. But I just thought perhaps fate might bring us again together.
Well,
he would contact me.
And what was his birth, or what is his birthday?
3/13/72.
March 13th, okay. Let's see. So he's a 10 of diamonds and a 3 of spades. Right?
Yes.
So you would look in my book for those two cards to show up in your spread somewhere. Ten of diamonds, three spades. He's not showing up. He is showing up actually this year as an environment card for you. Okay.
Mm.
But that's a blessing card, and it influences the whole year. It's not so much like a time card that would show you, you know, there he is coming into my life, right?
Mm.
It doesn't. So, you know, looking from that point of view, we're not seeing him anywhere. But my intuition about this is if you made a search for him right now, you'd find him on the internet.
Yes, I have tried.
Well, you know, you should try again.
Yeah.
Because the internet grows every day. I mean, I was looking for somebody for almost 12 years, and I could not find her. And then I found her, when the time was right, I found her in 5 minutes on the internet.
Wow. Maybe it's not the right time.
And I waited, you know, a long time. But now the internet's so good, and I mean, I've connected with so many people from my past. It's just amazing. You know, you search on Google, and you just... It's just amazing. So, because he's the environment card this year, I think that's an indication that it's possible you could find him. Okay?
Wow, and I couldn't look, say, his personality card would be like a Jack of Diamonds, right? Or no?
Yeah, but that's not going to be him necessarily so much. It's possible that it's him, but not so great. You know, not so strong.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for being my guest tonight.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next guest tonight is also born in 1966, in March 20th. And his name is Rex, and he's from Georgia. Are you there, Rex?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
And are you a Pisces or an Aries, Rex?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay, good for you. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to try to answer the question.
Oh, you have an answer for the contest question. Good for you. All right. So what's your answer?
I think it's the King of Diamonds.
And why?
Well, you know, he's the master of finances, and he's one-eyed. He sees things from his perspective.
Yeah.
It helps to make him be driven.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's a good guess. That's not the answer, but it's a good guess.
Okay, well, hey,
I appreciate you giving it a shot. I really do. Did you want to ask anything about your cards coming up on your next birthday?
Well, kind of what I'm in right now, if you could tell me anything about my work, if it's where I need to be, if it's going to be a short-term or a long-term thing.
Well, right now, you're in Neptune, the last period of the year, when things are kind of cloudy, okay, between now and your birthday.
Right.
And there's I see a fear of losing your job there. Is that true?
Yeah.
You have a fear of losing your job? So,
yeah,
you know.
Kinda.
Well, the Neptune period is all about hopes and fears, you know. So it could happen. It may not happen. But you also have a King of Spades, which is a very strong card. So it's really hard to say. You know what I mean? If it happens, it certainly won't be a bad thing. Because if it happens, it means there's something better waiting for you.
Right.
And I don't know. I see some indications after your birthday that there's going to be a change or move. So I don't think you've settled in on the right, on exactly what you're going to be doing yet. Okay. I think that's going to change some more. But I do see financial success in the coming year. Okay.
Okay.
Really good success, financial success. So it'll be hard work, but you're going to make it happen. So I would be ready to take off. Look for something that's really fun, okay?
Man, that's not what I've been doing.
I know. Look for something that you would actually enjoy doing. You know, you're a really creative person, so, you know, when are you ever going to try something different? That's the question, right?
Right.
Is it ever going to happen? Are you ever going to go for it? Like, do something that you would really love to do? Because with these really good cards coming up this year, you could make that happen. I'm serious about this. Okay?
Right.
So give that some thought, all right?
Okay. Well, I mean, I always had a dream of music. I've written some songs, and I think they're good enough to be picked up by somebody, and maybe this next year or the year to go forward with that.
I know. You know, Three of Diamonds, I've known so many Three of Diamonds, and they're so creative. They have such good ideas, and their songs and their writing is so good. You definitely should. You know, maybe take your songs to people that are playing around town who play the similar kind of songs and see what they say.
Gotcha.
You know? You have nothing to lose.
That's for sure with what I'm doing now. I'm working a lot of hours, and I feel as though I'm not being appreciated for my talents.
Yeah. Okay, so you have something good to look forward to. Be ready to go for it and go for it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Rex. Great having you on the show. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, for those who are listening in, lines B1 and B3 are available now, I think, unless somebody called in since then. Our next guest tonight is Yvonne, and her birthday is October 7th, 1960. She's calling from New Jersey. Are you there, Yvonne?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to
Hello?
The show, Yvonne. Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello.
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 Yes, I'm here. I just want to know, I'll be 50 this year, so I just want to know about my health, my employment, you know, what's the card saying?
Okay, well, you're 49, and you won't be 50 for about 9 months, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to talk about next year, we're going to talk about this year. Is that okay with you?
This year.
Yeah. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So, what have you been doing? Are you working? What are you doing?
Yes, I am working. I'm doing temp, and I'm doing little things on the side. I do Avon. I make chocolates, candy, you know, little things like that.
Yeah, I mean, your birthday, you're a Two of Diamonds and an Eight of Clubs. You're a very industrious person. You have a good sense of money and finances, okay? Mm-hmm. What I see this year, though, is I see cards of change for you, like you need to get, you need to change. You need to move or go someplace else or change jobs or something. Have you been feeling that at all?
Yes. I want to change my outlook on life and my appearance. I just want to lose a couple of pounds, you know. Just want to make a change.
Well, okay. So I would be open to that, okay? The year is just getting going for you. And mm-hmm. things can happen now that wouldn't have happened earlier in the year. If you see an opportunity for shifting, how about even moving to a new place, Yvonne?
That sounds good.
You know, what if you met somebody and you fell in love and you had to move to be with them? Would you do it?
Well, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay, that's all good.
Yeah.
I apologize. But if you didn't realize that.
No problem.
So how's that going for you?
Well,
how's that marriage?
If he wants to relocate, yes, I would.
Okay. And what's your husband's birthday?
1/27/58.
January 27th. Okay, so he's a king of clubs. Lucky you.
Yes.
Lucky you. You have a good man and you have a good marriage. I mean, nobody's perfect, you understand, but
right.
That's a good marriage. And you guys, if you stay together, you'll make a lot of money together. You will.
Oh, okay.
And you'll have mm-hmm. to work too. You'll want to work. You'll want to do things, you know, either a partnership mm-hmm. with your husband or on your own. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So why don't you look around for things to do that you would really love to do that can make more money and see what happens? You know, focus on the creative stuff.
Okay. So absolutely. Do more than what I'm doing now.
You know, you and your husband have the same cards as a lot of people I've met. And it's a very, even my brother and his wife have the same cards. As a matter of fact, his wife is a Two of Diamonds, Eight of Clubs, just like you. And they didn't do well in the beginning, but they stuck together. And then they really started making a lot of money together. And I think you will too.
Oh, okay.
So look for a change and, tell your husband that if you see a need to move, I'm ready to go. Let him know that.
Okay.
See what happens.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Great talking to you, Yvonne.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Yvonne. Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back and take calls. We're going to listen to now a song called Flying that I wrote from my new synthesizer I got for Christmas. Here it comes, Flying. and that was called Flying. Hope you enjoyed that. We're back. Calls. We have a lot of people calling in. We want to get as many as we can. And we can go a little late tonight if we have to, so be patient with me. To reiterate a couple things, our contest for tonight, question is, which birth card would be considered the most ambitious work-wise, and what is it about that card? Two things that make it be that. I'd like to let some of you know who have written in that a couple of you got the card right, but you didn't get the answer, the second part of it, which is the why, okay? And the other thing is, we're going to be having a product special for Valentine's Day this weekend, starting on Thursday. And if there's something that you would like to see on special this weekend, email me and let me know. You might get your wish, okay? Okay, back to our calls, and our up first is Shirley from New Jersey, and her birthday was just a couple days ago. And her birthday is February 6th, 1951. Are you there, Shirley?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what's on your wish list for this year?
Right now I'm at a crossroads in my life, and I just would like a general reading to see where I'm going.
Give me a little bit more background information about the crossroads that you're looking at.
Well, I'm changing my residence.
Okay, what else?
And I'm losing a relationship.
Well, good news. That sounds good to me. How soon are you going to get rid of him?
Yeah.
How soon would that be? Like next week?
Within a week and a half.
All right, good for you. You're going to meet somebody else right away, by the way, in March or April.
Oh, really? Okay.
Unless you already have somebody on the back burner there waiting.
No, I don't.
Well, there will be a man coming into your life, my dear.
Okay.
And I see a move. Now, when do you plan to move? I mean, you have really strong move cards in the end of May and all of June. Is that when you're planning?
No, I'm moving in about a week.
Oh, okay. Well, you have some move cards now, but you might actually be moving again, or if not, taking a trip in those dates I told you.
Oh, okay.
Your Mars period begins on May 21st, and you have a 2 fives. I mean, that's a lot of fives, and that's either travel or a move again. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared for the unexpected.
Okay.
And don't try to figure everything out in your life this year, because your long range cards for this year are both threes. Okay. So It's not a year to really decide on what your future is going to be. It's more a year about just experimenting and trying different things.
Okay.
All right. I mean, try not to put any heavy expectations on yourself to understand or know exactly what you need to do. Just be open and just, you know, see what comes your way, and then you can decide after this year. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a good year overall, and I think you're going to be in another relationship before your next birthday.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions?
All right. Well, that sounds good.
All right. Well, great having you on the show, Shirley.
Okay.
Once again,
thank
happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. I love these East Coast people. They're willing to stay up late and call in. That's so wonderful. Our next person is from Minneapolis. Her name's Deanie, I guess. June 22nd, 1938. Did I get it right, Deanie?
You did.
Oh, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I
do for you tonight? I didn't hear you.
What can I do for you this evening?
Can I ask a question not about myself?
Yeah, but I may not give you an answer.
Okay, let me ask about my son who was June 27th, 1963, Three of Clubs. He has worked since the early 80s for Northwest Airlines, and now it's been absorbed by Delta, and he doesn't want to move out of the city, so his job is complete. His life has been, Stephen itself means crowned one. I mean, and his life has been just so splendid, and all of a sudden, you know, this wonderful thing. I mean, he ran an aspect of it where he, determined how much to overbook. And
so,
they sent him back.
Well, hang on, you're being a little bit verbose there with me. And I need to know what your question is as concisely as possible.
I want to know what's up for him. His name? You want his name?
Okay, so.
His name is Stephen Joel Lerner.
Did you say he was born in 1953?
62.
Oh, June 62.
June 22nd,
okay.
1962.
Okay,
thank you.
And so you want to know what's coming in the future, what he can expect?
For him. I mean, I'm just like, oh, my God. You know, his life has been so blessed. I mean,
okay, so what's,
you know,
so why is there a question? If everything is going so great, why are you asking
because
about
he doesn't seem to know what he wants to do. And I.
Well, that's natural. You know, you understand that this happens, don't you? It's part of the process of transition from one thing to the other. He's been doing this for quite a while, you said, right?
Right.
And now it's ending, correct?
Correct.
What are you expecting to figure it out right away, what he's going to do next? I have seen people take a whole year.
The monkey can swing from one tree branch to another.
I've seen people take an entire year to go through transitions like this. Like there can be a whole year. What I see in his cards is that he needed to change out of this job. He needed to let it go. Okay? And by his birthday, he'll be into something else. Trust me.
Oh, thank God.
By his next birthday.
Can I ask another question about me?
No. Everybody only gets one question.
Oh. Okay, so next week I can call him.
Yeah, you can call back. We'll be able to do your cards, too, next week, okay?
Oh, thanks. I'm so pleased to be able to talk to you. I wanted to do that for so long. It's the first Monday that I got in. Thank you.
Well, good for you, Deanie. It's great having you on the show. Thanks for being my guest tonight. Okay, next up is Robert from California. His birthday is November 16th, 1952. Are you there, Robert?
So you want to know why I'm calling, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Well,
okay.
I have
some choices to make as far as making a livelihood. Not sure if I should offer you the choices or whether or not that would help.
How many choices are there?
Three.
Oh, wow. Three different choices. So are you already employed and just, or have you quit your employment somewhere or what?
Actually, I haven't worked in 3 years.
Oh, okay. So
actually, a little longer than that, but three sounds like a nice round number.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Does one of these choices really strike you as being something you've wanted to do for a really long time?
Yes.
That's the one.
Okay.
All right?
Good enough.
That was too easy.
It was, but can you tell me if I'll be successful at it?
Yes, you will, because you love it. This is a very key year.
I don't know if I love it.
This is a very key year for you.
It's a gambling type of thing. It's dealing with the stock market, and the reason I say that is because I'm a little tired of employees, I figured the only way I could get around having to work with employees was to work with me in a machine and basically online trading through the stock market. Is that...
Yeah, if it's something you've really wanted to do for a long time, that's the criteria we're looking for here, okay? I don't mean to simplify it, because this is a very important year for you. This is a year when you make a real shift in your whole career. And this is whatever it is.
And I have some other opportunities that wouldn't require a lot of money, and I'm actually debating whether to do all three Two of them don't require an awful lot of money, just some time, and one of them actually doesn't even require time. It's just a matter of owning something, putting up the money for something, and hoping that it, not hoping, but making sure that it actually evolves into a reasonable business. It wouldn't supply me the income that I need, but it would be more of a growth thing, a passive income, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'd be careful with investments right now. You know, it's not a good time. But I think stock market, if you're willing to devote the time to studying it, I think you could do well with that.
Okay, so based on my birth chart and all the other things, that would be a viable option
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, and you have to watch. You have to be, it's okay to be creative this year, maybe do more than one thing at the same time. But don't, you have to manage your worry about money this year, okay?
Just like, this year I have to worry? I have to manage
my
worry?
This year in particular, you know, you have a tendency to worry a lot. And you need to master that so that you're not making choices from that, see? If you make choices from worry, you'll probably lose money on those choices.
Well, when you're trading in the stock market, it's all about making a plan and sticking to it. So when I'm making that plan, don't be so worried about the losing of – don't concentrate on what if I lose, but concentrate more on the actual plan. Is that –
Yeah,
makes
just
sense.
Do whatever it takes to not be too mentally fraught about it, where you get into a negative state of mind, you know, am I going to make enough money to survive or whatever like that stuff.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
So keep it up. Keep it positive.
But this is you're meant to start something new right now, and it's meant to be good, okay?
It's meant to be what?
Good.
Oh, okay.
It's meant to be.
When you say good, you mean for the good of people or for my good or just a good business?
Good for you.
Good for me. Okay. Excellent. Well, that's what I seem to be about right now, is being about me right now. I'm not as concerned about others as I am me.
Yeah, that's okay
that
sometimes.
That doesn't bode well with the family, but...
Be looking for, you know, as you do, as you go through this year, be looking for... is there something about, maybe you'll learn something new as you get into this investing, and maybe you'll tap into something that you weren't expecting, that you really, really do like about it, okay?
Right.
So be looking for that. Be open for something like that to show up this year. Something that would really fit who you are now and that you would enjoy, because you know you're good at analysis. You have a good mind for all that stuff.
That's what I felt also, that I love numbers. I love I don't love analyzing to the point where it makes you crazy, but I do like to study statistics and see where this goes and that goes and find the missing link, so to speak, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. So
okay, perfect.
But look for some little niche thing as you go through this year that's related to that. That would be just the perfect thing for you. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Great. Thanks for calling, Robert.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Have a good night. Okay. Next up is Sandy from Pennsylvania. Her birthday is February 24th, 1955. Are you there, Sandy?
I am.
How are you, Sandy?
I am doing just great. It's an honor to get on your show.
Well, thank you. It's great to have you. So you are an Ace of Diamonds, Five of Diamonds.
I am.
A restless little thing.
At times.
So what's on your mind this evening? Your birthday's coming up here in a couple weeks.
I mainly was just concerned about anything in general, which direction my life is heading.
Okay, well, you know, you're in Neptune right now, the Neptune period, which is the one just before your birthday. Just one word of advice. Don't make any decisions in this period. Okay?
Okay.
Don't make any important decisions in this period.
Okay.
Now, have you moved recently at all? Have you moved?
No.
Have you thought about moving?
Not in particular.
Okay.
I kind of like it where I'm at.
Okay. So what part of your life is sort of unsatisfactory at this point?
I don't know. It just all seems real confusing to me. I'm in a relationship, and it's a good relationship, but I don't know that I am interested in a real committal relationship.
What's his birthday?
His birthday is February 21st, 1940.
Okay.
He's a bit older.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he's all about settling down and, you know, being committed.
Well, we have a trip to Hawaii planned for March.
Oh, nice. That's what Ace of Diamonds love.
It will be a very nice trip.
Yeah, it will be.
He's at his place, and I'm at my place, and I don't know that either of us want to change any of that. I'm not real sure how he is or how he feels to the relationship. I know he likes it, but I don't know that I'm ready to move on to anything further.
Well, I don't really see any problem here, Sandy.
No, I don't see no problems. I think I just have a real commitment issue.
Well, all five of diamonds do, and that's your ruling card. All
okay.
fives want their freedom. And you know what? You can have your freedom. The conflict is within you, not with anybody else.
I realize this.
You have to be okay with it, and then it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, you have it just the way you want it right now. What's the big deal? Just keep going.
Yeah, well, I feel my life is kind of almost perfect.
Well, and that scares you, right? When things are going, we're going, oh, my God, something bad's got to happen soon.
Well, no, we don't want nothing bad to happen, but bad things do happen from time to time.
Well,
I'm in the process of looking for another car because we just had a terrible snowstorm, and I just had a slight accident, and the guy at the garage tells me he thinks my car is going to end up being totaled.
Well, you know,
but
maybe it will.
I'm lucky nobody was hurt. I wasn't hurt. The car can be replaced.
Yes, it can. So everything is good. So just enjoy it, okay? You have nothing to be concerned about.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes, it is. Thank you for being my guest tonight, Sandy.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
What part of Pennsylvania do you live in, by the way?
Altoona.
Altoona. How's Al doing?
Al's doing great.
Al the Tuna. I've been there. I used to live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? Where at?
I lived in Pottsville.
Oh, really?
And I also lived in, not too far from Allentown.
Okay.
Hospital's a little closer
to
you, though. Schuylkill Haven and all those other places up there.
Well,
anyway, nice to talk to you, Sandy. Have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to just keep moving right along here, guys. We have two more callers. So we have Anne from L.A., and she's July 27th, 1979. Are you there, Anne?
I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Ace of Clubs Leo.
Yes.
Looking for love impatiently.
Funny, that's what I'm calling about.
And aggressively.
Oh, you know what? I feel like I've been so patient. I've been concerned with career stuff for the past couple of years, but haven't been in a relationship in, a little over 2 years. So I was just wondering if anything was coming up.
Well, things can come up really quickly as soon as you're ready, you know.
Aha. Uh-huh.
As soon as you say yes. So I had a woman of your same birthday come up to me one night in a bar. I was playing pool there, and I started telling her what her card was, and she got all excited. And she said, well, who's my best match? Who's my best match? I said, well, a queen of clubs is your best match. And she went around the entire bar and asked every man in the bar what their birthday was. And she was looking for her queen of clubs. And she came back and said, well, there's, really, there's a couple of them here, but they're too old or they're already married. So I said, well, you know, just keep looking. 2 weeks
right.
later, I came. 2 weeks later, I came back to the bar, and she had found him.
Oh, wow.
And they're married.
Wow. So I need to look for a queen of clubs.
And there's 12 birthdays of that card, so there's a lot of them around, you know?
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Go find your queen of clubs guy, and you'll be a happy girl. But you gotta put some energy into it. It's not going to happen with you just doing what you've been doing, you know? You got to do something
That's
different.
That's true.
So if you maybe go on a dating website or something, you know, start going out more, be social,
right.
things like that, and it'll happen for you. I guarantee it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being my guest, Sandy. Oh, Anne, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That was the one before.
Yeah, I got you mixed up with the last caller.
That's
Have
okay.
a great night, Anne.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. You know, Leos, they always get what they want in love. I mean, if they really want somebody, they just go get them. They're like the tigers, the lions. They go out and get them. Okay, just a reminder, we have a couple more callers, and I'm going to get to them in a second. Just a reminder, everybody, if you have a product that you would love to see a special on in my catalog, in my website for our Valentine's Day special, send me an email. Let me know what you'd like to see in the special. And our contest question, which no one's gotten yet, is which birth card would be considered the most ambitious work-wise and why? If nobody gets it in the next two callers, I'll be announcing the winner, if somebody got it, actually, on the email, okay? All right, so our next caller, let's see here, is Teresa. Teresa's a Scorpio. She's November the 14th, 1948. Is that right, Teresa?
Yes.
From Kansas City?
No, Kansas.
Oh, Kansas. Okay. Snowing up there? Is it snowing up there?
Yes, it's been snowing here off and on quite a bit this year.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, my question is, I am the Six of Clubs, and I just got your book 5 days ago, and I'm at the end of Chapter 2. And I was calling to find out if you could tell me a little bit about my card.
Which book do you have?
The psychic. I have the Destiny cards.
Okay,
and the
so
love cards.
The thing here's what you need to know: the cards of your Destiny book doesn't tell you anything about your birth card. That's not
yeah.
its function. It's there to
okay.
tell you what about your future and your past and your present. You know, it's in astrology, it would be likened to what we call transits and progressions, how they predict futures and see what's going to happen. So Cards of Your
okay.
Destiny is all about that. It doesn't tell you anything about the Six of Clubs.
Okay.
So if you want to find out more about the Six of Clubs, you need to read my book, Love Cards, which tells you
okay,
all
I have
about
that one
your
too.
Life. Oh, you do have that one. Okay. Well, there's
yes,
a whole chapter. You should read about the Six of Clubs. And also read about the Ten of Clubs. That's one of your ruling cards. So you're actually both of those cards, okay?
Yes.
And you're a triple club. You're like one of the few birthdays. You might be the only birthday of the year that's all three cards are clubs.
Wow.
Okay? So you're totally in your head.
Right.
It's all about ideas, communication, concepts. Nothing wrong with that. It's just a way of being, okay? Six of Clubs is very psychic. And they have to have a purpose for their life. They have to have something that's... It's called the John the Baptist card. They can lead other people to a higher form of knowledge if they choose. Okay?
Okay.
So a lot of spiritual leaders have been Six of Clubs for that reason.
Okay.
They're a vessel through which divine knowledge flows through to get to other people. And your other card, the Ten of Clubs, is a teacher card, so it's perfect. I mean, if you're not teaching people, if you're not writing books or teaching, you're not doing what you came here to do, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
So my question, yes, and I've been looking for a long time for a system that I can really believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've studied the tarot. I've studied numerology and the Course in Miracles and all those for about 20 years. And I've never really found anything that I really want to teach.
Sure.
So I'm looking at your system, and I'm really loving it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, and you're connected to it, so it could be a good connection for you.
I know, and I am very happy to have it. I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
These books.
You're welcome. You know, people like you can take something good like this and give it to a lot of people. So, I invite you to do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for being my guest tonight, Teresa.
Okay. Bye bye.
Good night. Okay, we're going to have time for one more caller, and then we're going to call it a night. So, Louisa, we won't be able to get to you this evening. Sorry. Next up is Eva. I believe she's called before. She's an Ace of Diamonds, March 22nd, 1963, from Virginia. Are you there, Eva?
Yes, hello. How are you, Robert?
I am well. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to see. I have a birthday coming up soon, and I wanted to have your advice as to what's coming up for the new year.
What do you want to have happen?
Oh, my goodness, so many things. A great career, a great relationship, marriage, a child, and lots of money and lots of success.
Okay, you're going to get it all. Next question. I was having a little fun with you. Actually, the truth is, this is going to be a great year because you displaced the Six of Clubs this year, which means that your cards go up to the crown line. And for an Ace of Diamonds, being in the crown line is everything they ever wanted. It's recognition. It's success. You understand? So that's good for you. You're going to love that. Okay?
Oh,
now,
my God. Thank you.
And you have also a Ten of Hearts in Jupiter, which is really good for recognition from other people in your other spread. So I see that. Now, are you married? Do I take it you're married?
No, well, I've had a very long relationship for 10 years with somebody, but it's not going anywhere. He's not committing. He's uh-huh. basically been kind of nasty and cold and distant, so
yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, that's been okay with you for a long time, you know. He's been the exact right person for you for a long time. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he was perfect. He didn't want to commit, neither did you.
But not anymore. I don't want that anymore.
So would you like to get rid of him?
Well, I want a serious relationship, yes.
Well, don't expect him to change. You know, you got to take him. He's been perfect for you while you have been uncommitted yourself. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you decide you want commitment, he's not for you. He's not going to change. I don't even need to know his birthday to tell you this is true. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Nine of Spades in Venus. You can definitely get rid of this guy in your Venus period this year. All right?
Oh.
Clean out the closet and open up the doors for something better to show up.
And is there hope for that, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. Of course there is.
Okay,
have you given up? You can't give up on your dreams. You're an Ace of Diamonds.
I know.
Don't let your fear stop you from achieving what you want in life, okay?
Okay. And money-wise, you think it will work out? Because that's tough.
You always worry about money, no matter if you have it or not, you know?
But now I don't.
So it doesn't really matter, okay? It just doesn't matter. I hate to tell you this, but it just doesn't matter. You always have money. This is what you got to realize. You always have money. And you always will. So just get off of it. Okay? Just focus on the things that you like to do.
Yeah,
it's
so
simple.
Far nothing really worked. I wanted to have a career in the arts, and so far just nothing really manifested. So,
well,
you know, it's been a very tough last few years.
The answer is within you, okay? There's lots of people doing successful art out there. There's something in you that's blocking it, and you need to get in touch with that.
I know what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. And I'm trying, and somehow I can't get to it.
Whenever somebody has that word trying, like I'm trying to do this, it always means the same thing. It means that there's something inside of them that's much bigger that says, no, I don't want to do that. And you just have to get in touch with what part of you doesn't want to be successful. Okay?
I see.
Your conscious mind thinks, oh, I want to be successful, but you don't know that there's a much bigger part of you, much stronger, that says no. For some reason, I don't know the reason, but if you start asking that question, you may come upon the reason yourself.
I think you're absolutely right. So in terms of career, you think it's going to be okay? Relationship, possibly?
Oh, absolutely. Not possibly. Unless you, like, stay indoors all day long and don't do anything, then, of course, you won't have any new relationship. But first, you have to flush the toilet.
I have to do what?
Flush the toilet.
Can you get rid of this ace of clubs that's been there for 10 years?
That's the one!
Well, that's where he deserves to be, frankly, but anyway.
Well, yeah, but you're the one that keeps saying yes to him. You're no better. You're no better than him.
Yeah.
Until you have the confidence in yourself, see, nothing will change. And this is an important time of your life, between the next 5 years, most important years of your life, so don't waste them. Okay?
You're so right, and I'll try my best not to.
Good.
Do you see any travel or move or anything like that?
Well, maybe you can. It's up to you. It's up to you, really, seriously. You can do anything you want. You can move away while you get divorced from this guy.
Well, he won't even marry me, you know. We live right next door to each other, and he will not
even live
with me.
Oh, it's just way too convenient for him. I'm sorry. You're making it way too easy for him.
I know.
And that's your fault, not his. Nothing wrong with him. It's you.
Well, I kind of depend on him financially, that's why.
Ah, there it is. See, your lack of self-confidence has you in an imprisoned relationship because you get money from it, because you don't have any confidence in yourself. There it is. It's a self-created prison.
Yeah.
You're hoping that the success will come without you having to be confident. It's not going to happen.
But how do I get to be that way?
You got to face your fear. You got to do what you're afraid of. Afraid of doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put yourself to the test. You're going to be too old soon to change. So you better do this soon. You got 5 years.
I'm going to be forced to change, did you say?
No, you're going to be too old to change if you wait too long.
Well, I feel like I'm old already.
You've got 5 years to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got, this is a big pattern for you. You've been doing this a long time.
It's so true. Yeah.
You know, you're basically like a kept woman.
Which I never wanted to be, but
obviously you did want to be.
Well, no, I've had some difficulties in my life and things didn't work out, and then
No. You've never been forced into this. This was always your choice. We have to be really real about this, okay? Even if you think you were forced into it, you weren't. It was always your choice.
But Robert, do I have a minute to give you his birthday to tell me a little bit more about him?
No, I'm sorry. We're running out. We've run out of time now.
Oh.
But I appreciate you being my guest, and you're welcome to call it back. Okay, Eva?
Thank you so much. You've helped me a lot. I have the book, but it's different when you hear it from you. It's just very
sure.
So much better.
Well, I'm happy to do it. Have a great
you,
night, Eva.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let me just look at my emails to see if anybody got the contest question right. Let's see here. A lot of people got the fact that it's a ten of spades. That is the card. What are the two reasons that the ten of spades is the most ambitious card in the deck? Well, first of all, the first reason is because it's a ten of spades. That means super work. You know, super accomplishment just by itself. But this ten of spades person also has an ace of spades in Mars. Now, ace of spades is very ambitious too, but if you put that in Mars, it's like taking an ace of spades and putting a load of dynamite underneath it. Okay? So the ten of spades, having an ace of spades in Mars, this is like the reason why they are the super most ambitious card of all in the entire deck. And one of my best friends is a ten of spades. And he's older than me, and I just cannot believe how much he gets done. That guy is just amazing. And it's all good. You know, it's not like a problem thing. So one of our one of our people who wrote in tonight got the question. She did mention the Ace of Spades in Mars, so I'm going to give her credit for that. So congratulations, Stacy Taylor. So you can write me and tell me what report you would like, and I'll send you one as a present for getting the contest right. So we're going to end our show with the Gayatri Mantra, as we always do. One last time, if you have anything you'd like to see on special this week, on the Valentine's Day special, email me and let me know. You might get your wish. So it's been a great show. Thank you all for coming and being part of it, and we'll see you next Monday. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great week.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Swaha Tat tatsaviturvarivinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tatsaviturvarivinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yona prachodaya. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi.